Are you good?
Yes.
Psalm 100, verse 2, the New International Version. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Bible before breakfast. Mildred Kingsley Okungwo here.
Good morning. I can't even believe we're here, guys. It's almost 40 days of soul purge. Who would have ever thought? Oh, when we started day one and I was explaining what soul purge means, I wasn't sure I would be here. But God is faithful. And I'm so glad you didn't give up. I'm so glad. So today and the last few days, we're going to be doing a few things. Today we're going to be focusing on worship. And let me say this. I know that worship is not about singing, but there's a part to worship that is singing. Obviously, God loves music just like me. I'm my father's daughter. God absolutely loves music. And so today we're going to focus on worshiping God in songs. Songs are always a great way of worshiping God. And even though it doesn't end there, it's still a great starting point. So Psalm 100, verse 1 to 2 of Message Translation says, on your feet now, applaud God, bring a gift of laughter, sing yourself into his presence. The Passion Translation says, worship Yahweh with gladness, sing your way into his presence. NIV says, come before him with joyful songs. God loves music. So God wants you to come in singing with joy, because it is a great starting point. It sets the pace for a deeper fellowship with the Father. Listen, songs are ladders in the spirit realm. They lead you into higher realms and dimensions with God. God wants to hear your voice, and no, it's not about getting the right key. It's not about always knowing the right lyrics, to be honest. Sometimes, just enjoy being in his presence and singing to him. Sometimes make up your own words. I don't know. Just enjoy being in God's presence. It's a great way to start. God expects us to be joyful and glad when we come before his presence. He wants us to adore him with so much joy and love. To be honest, worship to me is not just beneficial to us, but it's a powerful weapon of warfare. In fact, sometimes I call it worship, because it wages war against the camp of the enemy. When we worship, we're reminding him that we are victorious, just in case the enemy has forgotten. So there is this continuous sound of worship coming from the throne of grace in heaven. And just imagine how beautiful it is to be part of it, not just today, but every day. To just keep worshiping God and singing to him. In the atmosphere of worship, channels of heaven open up. And as we open up our own spirits, spiritual downloads begin to happen. Yes, we are spirit. So we commune with God, spirit to spirit, father to child. If you're struggling to hear God, let me tell you one of the easiest ways to make it happen. Worship music. It's a great way to sharpen your spiritual senses. It helps you spend quality time with God, because you're not even thinking about the time. It's just so enjoyable. You're there with God in deep, heartfelt worship, not only for the sake of it, but because of your love and your reverence of God. The Bible says that those of us we worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. So sing to him today. Take the time to bring our worship. You know, the thing about worship songs sometimes is the fact that someone has already been through what you're been through or what you're going through, and a song is born out of it. So you can sing it to him. And sometimes the words you can't even find, someone has written them in song. All you have to do is sing it back to God. God personally speaks to me through songs, amongst other things, of course. So you might wake up in the morning with a song in your spirit, and especially if it's not a song that has been on repeat on your playlist, pay attention to it. Sometimes it might be a new song. Don't be afraid or shy to note it down and then sing it or teach it to others if you're permitted by the Holy Spirit. And most importantly, worship God with it. The reason why he released that song to you, so sing it to him. So if you're one of those people that God has given songs and you've written them, but they're unrecorded, please release it to us. Should I call names? Please, we are waiting. You guys have to start releasing those songs. So let me not start calling out names. I really, really think that there's something beautiful about music and the worship of God. So this weekend and this entire week, and in fact, the rest of your life as much as you can, take time today especially to just have worship music playing around you. And songs that speak of his worship, songs that speak of the worth of God. So you're singing about his holiness, his beauty, his love, his mercy, his kindness, his goodness to you, how he's rescued you from situations, how he's a mighty God, who he is, what he does, how he loves. You're just singing and just basking in his presence, and heaven is literally coming down to where you are today. Make sure there's music playing around you as much as you can. And please, make sure that once you finish listening to Bible Before Breakfast, the next thing you do is switch on some worship music around you. It will change the atmosphere and it will bring you right into the presence of God. And before I let you go, I think I'm going to do you one. I'm going to give you a link to some of my favorite worship songs. Maybe it will help kickstart your morning and have your whole atmosphere change. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Okonkwo.